This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I got this feeling that I've been here before.
Hello and welcome to We Knows Parenting. I'm Peter McNerney, and this is not a real episode. My friends, sometimes the universe wants you to succeed, and other times it lets you spend an entire morning editing together incredibly long interviews with your kids into a really cute, extra long episode, and then the app tries to update itself and deletes the whole thing. And then you get so mad that you scream into a pillow for God knows how long. Time really starts to blur. And it's a pandemic, so what's time anyway? And then you try to, you know, broach the subject of re-recording the episode with your wife. And you both know it's not going to happen. Because we put all the honesty, all the truth, and all the fun into the first recording, and then here we are with almost nothing, and we decided we can't do it. We can't do it. We try to be recreating all the delightful, you know, and honest banter that we do, and that's bullshit, and we're not going to do that. So my great apology. My apologies to the listeners for getting a new computer and not making sure that the software worked before we recorded. We'll be back next week with a regular episode. So all we're going to do in this episode is we have a little bit of an interview that we recorded. The one piece that was not deleted from a previous save is a little interview with Bryn. Now, it's not clear who is interviewing whom in this episode. It starts one way and then it seems to flip. And, you know, like most interviews conducted with a 5-year-old, you know, it goes where it goes. So please enjoy this segment of You Knows What They're Saying?
Hello, I'm Bryn, and I'm going to interview my daddy.
It's great to be here. Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
So what do you want to interview me about?
Let's see. All about different animals. If they ask any kinds of animals, you talk about them.
Oh, so, all right. you're going to ask me about an animal, and I'm going to tell you about an animal?
I want you to tell me all about piranhas.
Piranhas? I don't know a ton, but piranhas are a smaller fish than you'd think, but they've got teeth, and they eat meat. So if you jump in a river, I think in the Amazon with a lot of piranhas, you could, I don't think they'll kill you, but they could take some chunks out of you. Bryn, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you like being the host of the podcast?
Sure.
Is there anything about me, Bryn, that you don't know?
No.
You don't think there's anything about me you don't know?
Well, actually, there is things that I don't know about you. I don't know why your name is Peter, and all some of you, and you have some friends that have the same name. Oh. So you had to talk about, like, so you had to say, like, their last name, so you can, so they know who they're talking to.
That's true. In middle school and high school, some of my closest, my two closest friends were named Peter and Peter. There are actually five Peters in my grade. And so we all went by our last name because we'd be like, hey, Peter. And then four of us would be like, yes, what? Huh? Huh? Me? Him? Peter? Who? Him? Or me? And he goes, no, Peter. Me? You? Him? And so we just, they called me Nerny. Sometimes they call me Nern. You think that's a cool name?
Well, no, because in Mario Kart it has that name.
There's a Nerny in Mario Kart?
No, it just says Nern instead.
Oh, I think that's my username in Mario Kart. I wrote that because when I started playing video games where you could add a name, I was probably in fifth grade, and so I'd write Nern.
So you put yourself in Mario Kart?
Well, they asked for your name, and that's my cool nickname. Nern, Nerny, Nerndog, Nernburger.
Yeah, but your real last name is McNerney.
It's true. Some people called me McNerney.
Why?
But you also asked, why is my name Peter? Well, do you know what my dad's name is?
Ostrich.
That's right. Your grandfather's name is Ostrich McNerney. No, his name is also Peter. And you know?
No, his only name is Ostrich. Oh, that's his nickname, Peter.
Huh. He is pretty tall, like an ostrich. But you also know that Grandma has a twin brother, and his name is also Peter?
No, his name is Robot.
Oh, you're right. I've got my whole backstory wrong. So now you know those things about me. Brynn, what do you think it's like to be a daddy? Do you think it's easy or hard?
Easy.
Why do you think it's easy?
Because you know everything what to do. Like when you're a grown up, like if you got kids, you just know what to do. So that's easy.
Do I make it seem like I know everything?
Don't think so.
What do you think I don't know about?
You don't know anything that I know.
Oh, yeah?
Except things that I told you.
Oh.
I know everything.
Oh, you know everything?
Yes.
All right, Bryn. So, do I make you mad sometimes?
What?
Do I make you mad sometimes?
Why would you ever make me mad? When you, like, when you are mad at me, you don't make me mad. You make me sad.
Oh, well, I don't want to make you sad. But I make you sad when I'm angry?
Only if you just do it like yelling.
Do I yell a lot or do I yell just sometimes?
All the time.
All the time?
Every time you're mad at me, so mad. Only every time you're so mad.
Why do I get mad at you?
Because I do something so bad, you are that mad?
Like what? Do you have any bad habits, you think?
I can't control myself of eating candy. I love candy.
You know that you shouldn't have treats in the middle of the day, but you can't help it?
Yeah, I can't help it. It's just my brain control. It's just that my brain controls me to do it.
So your brain is telling you to get candy. But another part of your brain knows that you shouldn't, right?
Yeah, but he's just like a bad brain.
Oh, so do you have different kinds of brains? Like you have a good brain telling you what to do that's good, and then another part of your brain that's like, yeah, but I'm the bad brain. Go get some chocolate chips and fill up a giant cup with it and eat it on the white couch. Is it like that?
I think you mean white comfy chair.
I'm sorry, the white comfy chair. Does it feel like that sometimes, where one part of your brain is like the bad guy and one part of your brain is patient and understanding?
Yeah, but I don't ever know which one is which.
Hmm. That's a good point.
Like every time I fall asleep, I don't have any brain inside me.
It does. Dreaming is weird. What do you think happens when you're asleep? What does your brain do when you're asleep?
Hey, there isn't even my good brain or my bad brain isn't there.
It's just nothing's happening?
Yeah.
Well, do you have dreams?
No, my brain doesn't make me have dreams.
You never had a dream before?
Yeah,
well, then
never.
What is a dream?
I do not know.
But you don't think it's your brain?
Like, when I'm asleep, I actually, there's only one thing that I know.
What's that?
Like, every time I fall asleep, my brain goes at different places, and they take out, and the bad brain is actually evil. So he goes to someone's house, he takes that person, that kid's brain out, and puts himself in there, and he makes their brain, I mean, they have a nightmare.
Oh, so that's where your brain goes in. That's why you don't have nightmares, because your bad brain goes away at night?
Yeah, my good brain just stays there. Huh. He just likes to be with me, because he likes me.
Bryn, I have one more brain. Bryn's brain. I have one more thing to ask you about. I want to ask you about your sister. What do you think about Maven?
I don't really have my good brain in right now.
Oh, so that's going to affect your answer?
When I have my bad brain, I really know everything.
Oh, so your bad brain is smart?
Yeah, my bad brain knows everything. Actually, I don't really know all the things that it knows. Because I don't really know everything when I have it in.
Huh. Well, can you tell me about your sister Maven? What is she like?
What did my bad brain make me do?
Oh, what does that have to do with Maven?
Okay, the answer was candy.
Well, this has been a fine interview. Thank you, Bryn. Did you learn anything during this interview?
Only about piranhas, because you told me about them.
All right, you want to do your sign off? How do you say goodbye to the audience? And with that.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at SkylightFrame.com/easy.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's going to do it for this week's episode, mini episode of We Know's Parenting. If you'd like to write us an email, you can do so at weknowspod@gmail.com. I'm not going to give you the voicemail number because that's Beth's job and she's not here. She's upstairs working. Yes, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, We Know's Pod. Why don't you, don't write us a review this week. We don't deserve it. But next week, oh, baby. That's the week you're going to write a review. Until next week, we're great. We hope you're great. We miss you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.